Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New on Curiosity Stream, he allows them their riches.
Putin has to be the richest of the rich.
In exchange for their loyalty.
The oligarchs have supported someone for president that they underestimate.
The illicit affair between Russia's elite and the man who rules them on Putin and the oligarchs. And World War II Normandy, an obscure battle training session takes a tragic turn. Uncover the one secret military catastrophe on the secret D-Day disaster. Watch now on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit curiositystream.com.
All right, Shop Time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
Well, we can cross off Shime's favorite phrase of the 2022 NBA playoffs, and that is the Celtics do not lose two games in a row. Sorry,
time of
buddy.
Death, June 13th, 11:40 p.m.
You probably said it 100 times the last month, and
sure did.
Now it's done thanks to an atrocious fourth quarter there in San Francisco. How you doing this morning, buddy?
You know, Mutt, I'm doing all right. I think overall we had a good sense of how that game was going to go outside of the fact that we thought the Celtics were going to win. And after the third quarter, it felt like the Celtics, it was very realistic that the Celtics win that game. And then the fourth quarter happened. And I literally said to myself, what the hell did I just watch? It was embarrassing how the fourth quarter went. This team can't even shoot free throws. They missed. They were 21 of 31 from the line. All they need to do is hit 9 of those. It is a one possession game, or even 8 of them. It's a one possession game, and you actually have a chance to win that game in the final minutes. Instead,
yeah.
you can't hit free throws. Jason Tatum's tossing up air balls, and it's just total mental collapse in the final quarter.
Back to back turnovers by Jaylen Brown. At one point, the flopping, the bitching to officiating, the turnovers, mm-hmm. the turnovers, the getting nothing from role players. I mean, there's a laundry list of reasons why the Celtics lost that game, and I'm unwilling to, again, more of a sports radio topic than here, although I guess they're potentially – well, the MVP thing is over. I mean, it's either Steph or it's going to be Jason Tatum.
Yep.
It's one of those two.
100%.
I think as I texted you last night, we can rip up any remaining Jaylen Brown MVP tickets because whatever his final line was, he was just atrocious.
18 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists.
2 for 8 in the first half, a million turnovers.
0 from 5 from the three-point land.
Yeah, did very little to help out Jason Tatum. So it's going to be one of those two at this point. But the role players. I mean, the role players are doing nothing. The Derek White, Al Horford group, then Grant Williams, who you got something from during this run, and we saw, oh boy, they're deeper than Golden State. Golden State's now deeper. Wiggins is outplaying all these guys. He's a stud.
Wiggins was the best guy on the floor last night. That, by the way, the over 24.5 last night, that was the easiest cash of our lives. 26-13 he went last night. Wiggins has played awesome. Not only is he playing awesome offensively, he is playing tremendous defense as well. And so you can see the difference of when he's on the floor for Golden State. He is such a major factor in this series that I didn't quite expect him to be.
Yeah, he's been awesome for them. They talked a lot about him in the second half last night about his expectation as a player and turning it around. And he's offensively, defensively, energy, rebounds. One of the few things, I mean, he said we had a good sense of how it would go. I mean, I certainly didn't. Robert Williams played way more than I thought he was going to play. All those props went well over, as far as I can tell. What was the rebounds number?
His rebounds number was 8. He just cleared it.
So
brutal.
He cleared the points. He cleared the rebounds. Celtics money line dead. Steph 30.5 points over dead. The Wiggins stuff was really.
I told you that Steph line was a trap, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, he got all the shots he was getting in the first 4 games. It didn't hit him.
Yeah, like, he was 7 of 22 and 0 of 9 from 3.
The Celtics did nothing different. It was the same defense. Yeah. Like I guess Tatum did an okay job for a stretch there to get some pressure on him, and he was okay, but he still got the open looks. Like, you're probably right, it was a trap line, and I saw our buddy Nick Kostos was against me too. He was on under 30.5 points and ended up paying off, but he had the open look, so the thesis was right, execution was wrong, but it's a loser anyway, it doesn't matter. The Wiggins stuff was the only thing that worked, and it's worked now for what? 4 of these 5 games in the playoffs.
That's
points,
correct.
Rebounds, assists. I mean, he's playing a lot, he's everywhere, and he's athletic, and he's running past Celtics at very key times in these games.
Yeah, I mean, and my Jason Tatum over 3.5 threes hit as well.
Nice.
So that was a nice little add-on. But, like, it was crazy to me. Golden State dominates the first half, and then the Celtics, I don't understand where this third quarter came from. They were awesome in the third quarter. If they play like that for 4 quarters, they're the best team in the world, and nobody can compete with them. And instead, they play like it for 12 minutes, and that's it. The
you know
rest
what happened
of the
in the
game,
third quarter,
they stunk.
Smart hit a 3. Horford did 3. Tatum was awesome.
Well, yeah, they hit like 7 straight threes after starting 0-for-12.
Tatum
from 3.
Hit an unbelievable, step back 3 off the dribble, which I think was Klay Thompson's face at one point. Like, they shot the ball really well, and they took care of the ball, in that. And then, for whatever reason, it's crazy. Like, the one shot would change the whole quarter, but when Poole banked it in at the buzzer, at the end of the third, it was like the air came out of the tires for the Celtics, which was too bad because they had played a really good third quarter. They had changed the narrative. All those third quarter bets we talked about did not go the way of the Warriors. Celtics, they played really well there. And the fourth quarter was just awful. And you mentioned Tatum's air balls. I was watching it again here. I just thought he was gassed. They sat him.
Oh, boo-hoo.
They sat him early. Yeah, I'll be the Tatum defender, I guess.
I watched Jimmy Butler play 48 minutes and not flinch against the Boston Celtics. He put up 38 points in 48 minutes. Like, if you want to be a superstar.
He's also, how old is Jimmy Butler versus Jason Tatum?
I don't care. If you're going to be all NBA, if you want to be a superstar, you need to play. You need to show up when it matters most.
You don't think Tatum showed up last night?
Not in the fourth quarter. He was nigh on invisible in the fourth quarter. Yeah. He was good he was tremendous in the third quarter, and I said to myself, this is it. This is the ascension of Jason Tatum, and then he disappeared in the fourth.
The ascension happened in Milwaukee.
Oh, stop
it. He scored 40 in Milwaukee against Giannis.
Oh, stop it. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. That he has not been great. He may be the best player on the Celtics for the series so far, still has not been great. He has not been the best player on the floor in any game this series. Wiggins was better than him last night, and Steph Curry has been better than him in every other game prior.
Wiggins was terrific. Steph was really good, and they got role players to help them out. And they played like a much more composed team there in the fourth quarter.
Oh yeah,
it looked like it was all of the above. The entire four, we can go through the entire play by play script of the fourth quarter. They ran it down their leg. They pooped their pants right there on the basketball court. Everything was there for them. Poole hit the 3, air out of the balloon, and they just had really. There was no response there in the fourth. From the turnovers, the missed shots, the missed free throws, the missed threes, it was just the moment was too big for them last night. And I go back to Friday night, and I wonder if we'll look back, Shime, at that fourth quarter and that final 7:32 where they only scored with 6 points and ended up losing that game, being up 6 with 7.5 to go. It feels like when they do lose this series, which I don't think is a lock at this point, and I didn't think last night was a must-win for them, but we'll look at that fourth quarter of Game 4 and say that's where they lost the NBA Finals.
Yeah,
feels pretty likely.
I completely agree, because that was the difference between being up 3-1 and pushing Golden State up against the edge and being like, we are better and more physical and just all around have a stronger roster than you. And instead, you lose that game, it's 2-2, and you go back to Golden State and they kick your ass in 3 of the 4 quarters.
All right, so they lose this game. It's a must-win officially on Thursday. Celtics are a 4-point favorite. I see it in 3.5 in a couple of places. 210 is the over-under. Money line is -170 on the Celtics. It's +150 on Golden State. I'm convinced that Thursday morning at 9 a.m., we will hear that Scott Foster officiated in this game.
Yep.
The NBA wants a Game 7. I think that will benefit the Celtics. I looked already. The only thing I was sort of looking at, well, there's two ideas I have 48 hours out that I want to run by you. but I suspect it'll be Scott Foster, and I suspect that the Celtics will get a major benefit of the calls, and they want a game seven, and the trends are going to be their friends again in this game. And I'm not going to be shocked if I tell you Thursday I'm back on the Celtics money line or minus the 4 points, because I think the league wants a game seven. I think the Celtics can still correct some things that happened last night. And if we think Robert Williams, who played through something, is going to look like he did last night, they can win game six on their home court on Thursday night.
I don't think the Celtics are dead in the water. I don't.
As negative as
I sound about the Celtics, I'm just really frustrated about last night's game. I still think that they can at least win game six and give themselves a chance in game seven. Now, I don't think it's necessarily super likely that they win this series, but I do still think that there's a shot at winning this series. They have been so good on the road. They showed that they can win back-to-back games in Milwaukee, where they won game six and then game seven. Like, there is that opportunity for the Celtics, but man, they need to play a lot different than they played last night if they want any shot of that.
So the early look ahead stuff for the game itself, the series prices, it's Golden State minus 360 right now to actually win the series outright. The Celtics are plus, what do you have, plus 310? Is that what you're seeing there?
I am seeing Celtics plus 290.
Yeah, I'm seeing a 310. Okay, so it's between 290.
I'm seeing 320 on FanDuel, 290 on DraftKings.
Steph is minus 320 to win the MVP. Tatum is plus 350. So, I mean, again, if you were betting the series now, the Celtics, I'd be certainly betting Jason Tatum's MVP versus the at plus 350 versus the 290. Is there anyone else going to win the MVP for the Celtics?
Not a soul. It's just Jason Tatum. That's it.
Jaylen Brown has dropped all the way to 15-1. Marcus Smart is much higher than that at this point. So if you're betting the Celtics and they can make a big comeback, I'd be betting Jason Tatum at plus 350 to win the MVP and not the 290. The two game ideas for Thursday, early look-ahead ideas, so I'll run these by you. It's not posted yet as far as I can tell, but free throw attempts for the Celtics. I suspect they're going to get some calls in game six. I suspect they're going to go free throw line quite a bit. I don't know what they're going to post the line at. I've not compared it to the first five games. We'll have 2 days to do that. But my early thought would be Celtics get a million calls, Scott Foster in the house, and I would be liking the Celtics free throw attempts over Scheim.
Yes, I would agree with you. Yeah, I mean, if it's anywhere right around 30 or less, yeah, you bet your bottom dollar you're going over there.
And the other one, so I was going back and looking at when the Warriors got up 3-0 on Dallas. And they played game four in Dallas before getting set to go back to game five. They were down at one point after the third quarter, 99-70. Now, they did the typical thing where the NBA team comes back and makes a run there in the fourth quarter in Dallas. And they lost by 10. It was 109-99 or 119-109. They lost by 10. But there's part of me, Scheim, that's going to want to explore some alternate lines in the Celtics' favor with the idea the Warriors know they have game seven in their back pocket and they can go back home and win that game. And the Celtics do come out with an energy. And at some point, the Warriors just go, well, we have game seven in our back pocket. So is there any scenario where the Celtics, you know, I don't want to say blow doors, but you'd be interested in them minus 9, minus 10, minus 11, like a solid double-digit win with the idea Golden State in the back of their mind knows they go back home for Game 7 on Sunday?
Yeah, I definitely think that that's an option. And so here's the thing, too, is I believe the number, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe every team that has won a game in the NBA Finals has also covered the spread. Like yeah, they are like 66-0-1 or something.
When the spread is under six, so it's only under six. So the last 77 teams that have been favored by fewer than 6 points in the NBA Finals have also covered. The number is now 66-0-1. That's the number.
So I mean, immediately right there, if I'm betting the Celtics, I'm betting them at least laying 5.5, like at the very least. And then I look at it again, and I agree with you. I think a double digit win is very plausible. Like it's not out of the realm of possibility. The majority of these games have all been double digit wins. Warriors by 10, Warriors by 10, Celtics by 16, Warriors by 19, Celtics by 12. Like none of these games have been single digit losses. I don't expect it to just all of a sudden start now in a game six. A game seven might be a little different, but in a game six, I don't expect that to happen. So if you want to lay Boston laying 9.5, by the way, plus 210, which I actually like. I think that's pretty good.
You're getting 2-1 odds on them to win the game by at least 10 points. And again, I'm in an all-time, as far as the Celtics go, as their playoff run. I probably speak for most Celtic fans. This is an all-time low this morning as far as confidence goes because the way they 100%. Played that game last night. They might just be a really, really immature team that is led by 220-somethings that needs, you know, one more year of seasoning or needs a point guard that does not consistently turn the ball over, flops on a three-point attempt. That flop on the Klay Thompson three-point
Brutal.
Attempt was an embarrassment
Brutal.
By Marcus Smart. Taking dumb technicals, getting in fights. Like they might just need a more mature point guard, another year of seasoning. This, as Parcells said, you know, you are what your record says you are. They might just be this sort of team. So my confidence, admittedly, Tuesday morning, all-time low. I also would not be shocked if they blow doors and Golden State, not that they pack it in with the white flag, but the Celtics are able to win by 10 in this game because they come out with their backs against the wall mentality. As Derek White said, it wouldn't be easy if it was us. And they end up winning this game convincingly. And then, like you said, whatever for game 7. I'm just talking about specifically for game 6, the blowout potential, especially if Robert Williams is healthy as he looked last night. That's my early two thoughts, free throw attempts and potentially plus 210 and -9.5 for a 10-point Celtics win. That's the early lean right now.
Yeah, I'm into
it. Not a lock really or a like love, it. But a lean. That's
yep,
my lean.
I'm with you. I really like the idea of that. I will be heavily invested in props all across the land and primarily in favor of the Celtics, I think. Because I think the NBA wants this to go 7. You're going to get the Scott Foster special. That's what it's going
to
be.
How high would they have to put the Andrew Wiggins points, rebounds, assist prop for you not just to automatically
They already have it out, Mutt. And I already know I'm betting Andrew Wiggins over 7.5 rebounds. Like that is an absolute stone cold lock for me. It's
wow.
I'm not even hesitating.
What's the PRA number? What's the total?
So the PRA number is 28.5.
Yeah.
If you just go points and rebounds is only 26.5.
They bumped it from 20 to 22, to 24, to 28. They yep. are moving that market on Andrew Wiggins. That's kind of tempting to even hit that. They might have overshot with
the
that.
The two bets I already know I'm placing are
they might overshot
Wiggins
that.
Over 7.5 rebounds, Wiggins to have a double-double at 2-1.
Oh, they might have overshot that total. I'll have to think about that. I'll also, if I'm going to go all in on Tatum, you have his point total up there in front
yeah,
of you?
Yeah, 27.5.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be leaning over on Tatum.
I would also be leaning over on Tatum threes at 3.5 as well.
And the turnover stats. Once again, this is a bit of all three of the Tatum. It was all three of those
Tatum's
guys last
for
night.
For turnovers, Tatum is
all
3.5. Smart is 2.5. Jalen is 2.5.
Yeah, I wish Derek White showed me something last night. He was awful
in that
spot.
He has not been good for multiple games now.
I'd be advocating him playing more than Marcus Smart. There were a couple games where he was playing more than Marcus Smart. Beginning of the series, I thought, okay, maybe they're making a move on Marcus Smart, but they went back to him last night. He was bad. I think I saw where in these playoffs when they're in the final 4 minutes of a fourth quarter, I believe Marcus Smart is 0-for-13 shooting.
Yeah, it just.
Yeah, it's frustrating. So, free throw attempts, alternate line for the Celtics after what happened at Golden State in Game 4 against Dallas. You mentioned some good Andrew Wiggins stuff and Jason Tatum potentially points and three-pointers. What else here, Shime? Anything else to offer after a brutal Celtics loss last night?
No, I'm done. Can we move on?
I guess we can. The Red Sox are playing well.
Woo! They had a day off yesterday, but they're back, baby!
So they're 8
back at home.
8-2 on the West Coast swing. They are 32-29 overall. They are facing a pitcher tonight that just made his major league debut last week at the age of 28. he did not pitch well in that game, but he's a cool story. He was an undrafted, not an undrafted guy, but he's a minor league signing for the A's. And a pitch really was the pitcher of the year in the AA level 2 years ago. He's really good at AAA. Gets called up, did not pitch well. It's Jared Koenig is his name. And he has a funky left-handed delivery. So I don't know if that's going to be, you know, I don't know if the Red Sox, they've had a weird history, Shine, when they see a pitcher for the first time and actually struggle against him.
Yep.
Because they don't have a history on him. But I think right-handers against Koenig have a much better shot because of this funky delivery. They posted Xander Bogaerts' total base number at plus number for 1.5 total bases. I'm going to be on Xander Bogaerts over 1.5 total bases. Getting back to Fenway Park, he's been red hot there at Fenway. Rafael Devers, like I don't think I'm going to jump back in. I bet a small amount of money, pizza money, on Devers to win the MVP
oh.
at about 30-1 before the year based on Will Fleming's push. He's down to 15-1. The issue, Shime, is that Aaron Judge has been so good.
He's been awesome.
He would have to sort of fall down to not win the MVP.
For like 66 home runs.
So I don't mind if you missed 30-1. I don't mind jumping in at 15-1 in the MVP market, only because he's second in the American League to Judge in WAR. He's third in baseball in WAR behind Judge and Machado. He's a legitimate MVP candidate. If they make some big run, I mean, Devers' numbers are ridiculous right now between batting average, on base, slugging, OPS, RBIs, like across the board, his numbers are sick. So you may have missed the best number, and maybe you're betting into a tough hand because a Judge is, what, plus 105 to win the MVP right now, which is wild on June 14th. But I don't think 15-1 is the craziest number. I actually think he's the second most likely guy to win it ahead of Jose Ramirez, who's got a big number up there in the American League MVP, some other guys that are playing well. But Devers is locked in, and I think he's coming off a monster run. He gets back to Fenway Park to face some bad pitching. If you miss 30-1, I don't hate a couple of bucks at 15-1. And you know, not that you hope Aaron Judge gets hurt, but an injury could slow him down, and maybe Devers stays healthy and he's able to push by him here. It's not likely, but I think it's fair odds even at 15-1 at this point.
Yeah, I mean, and 15-1 is just like a fun pizza money bet. Let's send it, see what happens. Speaking of, I am also going to sprinkle a little on JD Martinez to hit a home run tonight. Guy just mashes left-handed pitching, so when I see JD versus a left-hander, I like to take a shot.
Was it plus 325? Did I see that earlier?
Yeah, 3-1, yep.
There you go. Okay. So we'll have a lot of Red Sox this week. They're home against a bad Oakland team. Then they get St. Louis over the weekend. We have the NHL Stanley Cup Finals tomorrow. Shime, if you missed what Shime had to say, we'll recap. We'll give you a fine-tune tomorrow. Was there any goalie update on Colorado? Any insight into who might start game one, Shime, between yesterday and today?
Not that I am aware of. I believe it is still going to be Pavel Francouz.
Francouz. That'll be tomorrow. What else are we missing here, Shime? Oh, also tomorrow. We'll have an NHL Stanley Cup Final preview.
Yes.
We'll have updated Celtics stuff and US Open preview with Ryan Hannibal.
Yes, confirmed. And on video.
Confirmed
on video. Hannibal said, yeah, that's cool.
I'm not showering. I don't care. It's in the morning. I'm still not showering
for this. Whatever.
We'll do it on video, but we will not be showering. All right, well, you'll figure out the time with him then because you'll be doing that from the different location for the video, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Just annoying. I mean, when the Celtics lose and I win a bunch of money, it's okay. When the Celtics lose and I don't win a bunch of money, it's more annoying.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry,
I get it.
Print the t-shirts. Subscribe to the podcast, folks. Odyssey, iTunes, and Spotify. Leave a nice review for us. We'll have a full U.S. Open breakdown with Hannibal tomorrow. And our first, are you going to, do you edit the video and, post it? Are you a video editor? Are you that good?
Am I that good? Of course I am. I am always that good. My ultimate plan is we'll probably stream it to some location. I haven't exactly decided where or which spot yet, but we'll tweet it out. And on top of that, my ultimate goal is to just send out some clips, Hannibal's best bet, and sprinkle some in throughout the week. If a certain player Hannibal mentions is doing well, you're going to see that Hannibal clip come up and pop up on your social medias. So just be ready for that.
All right, Shime. Good stuff, buddy. We will talk tomorrow with a full U.S. Open breakdown. Thank you.
I can't wait, mate. I'll see you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.